Chapter 14 of On the Duties of the Clergy, Book the Second. This is a LibriVox recording. All LibriVox recordings are in the public domain. For more information, or to volunteer, please visit LibriVox.org. On the Duties of the Clergy, by St. Ambrose, Book the Second, Chapter 14. Prudence is combined with all the virtues, especially with contempt of riches. Prudence, therefore, works through all things. She has fellowship with all that is good. For how can she give good advice unless she have justice too, so that she may clothe herself in constancy? Not fear death, be held back by no alarm, no fear, nor think it right to be turned aside from the truth by any flattery, nor shun exile, knowing that the world is the fatherland of the wise man. She fears not want, for she knows that nothing is wanting to the wise man, since the whole world of riches is his. What is greater than the man that knows not how to be excited at the thought of money, and has a contempt for riches, and looks down as from some lofty vantage ground on the desires of men? Men think that one who acts thus is more than man. Who is this, it says, and we will praise him, for wonderful things hath he done in his life. Surely he ought to be admired who despises riches, seeing the most place them even before their own safety. The rule of economy and the authority of self-restraint befits all, and most of all him who stands highest in honor, so that no love of his treasures may seize upon such a man, and that he who rules over free men may never become a slave to money. It is more seemly that in soul he should be superior to treasures, and in willing service be subject to his friends. For humility increases the regard in which one is held. It is praiseworthy and right for the chief of men to have no desire for filthy lucre in common with Syrian traders and Gilead merchants, nor to place all their hope of good in money, or to count up their daily gains and to calculate their savings like a hireling. End of chapter 14.